And on a completely different note, as Easter approaches, the somber atmosphere of Holy Week is a constant reminder of the suffering of our Lord. But it's also a time of preparation for the most joyous event, the resurrection. It's also the time during which we think of buying Easter eggs for children, in line with our Easter tradition. To be honest, I've never thought anything much of it until the other day I came across a thought-provoking alternative. Rather than buying chocolate eggs, I read, why not buy the real thing? A brood of chickens that will lay real eggs for a family in El Salvador. That makes sense. I decided to find out more about this unusual proposal, which is being put forward by the Catholic Relief and Development Agency, CAFOD.
We were doing some research and discovered that in the UK we spend on average £500 million on chocolate Easter eggs every year.
Claire Kirk is a media officer for CAFOD in London.
And when I sort of did a little bit of research around that, I realised that that was substantially more than many developing countries spend, say, on their health budget or their education budget. For example, Kenya's health budget last year was £300 million. So we're spending £200 million more than that on chocolate Easter eggs each year. And really, when you think about it in that way, it sort of puts it all into perspective. And we realise that this amount of money, this £500 million that we spend each year on chocolate Easter eggs, could really be used to support the millions of people who are living in poverty around the world.
Now, you also say that CAFOD isn't telling us to turn our backs on the Easter holiday tradition, and you do have an alternative. What is it that you're suggesting?
Yeah, no, definitely not. We certainly don't want to dampen the Easter spirit. What we're offering is an alternative way of spending the money. So instead of buying chocolate Easter eggs, for example, we're suggesting that you buy alternative gifts, which are available through CAFOD's World Gifts catalogue. And they're really thought-provoking, sort of inspiring gifts. Practical gifts that will make a difference to someone's life, someone who's living in developing countries. For example, you can buy a brood of chickens, or you could buy a school starter kit. You could buy a water pump. There's also things like agricultural tools and seeds. So there really are practical gifts that do make a difference to people's lives.
What Claire is saying is that for the same amount of money that you would spend on, say, just four Easter eggs, a family in El Salvador will not only have nutritious eggs to eat, but chickens and eggs to sell at the market. That's something that will be appreciated long after the chocolate has melted. I asked, since when has the initiative been going, and which have proved the most popular gifts so far?
CAFOD's World Gifts has been going since 2004. And when we launched it, the most popular gift at that stage was the gift of a goat. This year, the gifts were very, very popular over the Christmas period, as you can imagine. And so far, the school starter kit was the most popular gift. Now, that costs just £7. And when we think back to how much we spend on our Easter eggs, £7 really isn't very much at all.
And what would the school starter kit contain?
It contains things like uniforms, blackboards, pens, pencils, notebooks, anything that really is essential for school. And these school starter kits, for example, have been used in Darfur, where there are thousands of children living in camps. And these school starter kits are really helping to provide these children an education.
What is the gift that raised the most money?
So far, the gift, again, sort of going on our Christmas catalogue, the gift that raised the most money was the gift of water. And that's that actually costs £500, which is quite a lot. But lots of parishes and schools clubbed together to do some fundraising and bought water supplies. Now that basically means constructing a well for a local community to use, and that will provide clean, reliable water for them for cooking, cleaning, and you know, everything else that we take for granted on our daily water supply.
So, What it really boils down to is asking myself whether I would prefer to buy chocolate that will be eaten at the end of the day, or use the money to buy a practical gift that will make a real difference to someone in the developing world. I asked Claire what kind of response CAFOD is getting.
It was very, very popular over the Christmas period, but we're launching this again at Easter. But the catalogue is actually available all year round as well, and they're great gifts for other occasions, anniversaries, birthdays, any other special occasions that you might think of.
One thing I noticed is that a lot of your initiatives seem to be aimed at children. I mean, even the Easter egg initiative would be something that would appeal to children. It's something that children would easily understand.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope so. And you know, as I said before, we certainly don't want to dampen the Easter spirit. And we thought this was a great way of encouraging young people and children to think about wider issues and think about how people are living around the world who, you know, aren't as well off as themselves. And by buying a gift, if you wanted to buy a gift for a child, instead of giving them an Easter egg, they'll get a card and a beautiful gift certificate, which explains to them what the gift is all about, how it will help whoever the gift is going to. So it is a good initiative for children to get involved in.
And it really seems to give a Christian sense to a festivity like Easter.
Absolutely, yes. That's very much at the heart of what we're trying to achieve here.